You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Moose Fire near the Idaho-Montana border has grown to 56 square miles. 800 people are fighting the fire, and two pilots were killed just last week in a helicopter accident while they were on that fire. Large wildfires like this one can cause people who live in or near the wilderness to worry about how to best defend their homes. With wildfire seasons growing longer and stronger across our region, companies that do prevention work are staying busy. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radall tagged along with one of them.
In a community nestled on the Peavine Mountain foothills in Reno, a work crew is revving up brush clearing tools. These aren't your average Joe's weed whackers. These are high-powered trimmers that send leaves and branches flying everywhere. The crew is with Wilderness Forestry. The Reno-based company is hired by homeowners, HOAs, and commercial properties to reduce wildfire threats. They create what's known as defensible space, a buffer between a property and the flammable brush and vegetation surrounding it. Bill Stewart is the company's defensible space inspector.
A lot of times when the developers build the homes, you know, they build them right on top of each other and there's not a whole lot of space in between them.
He says that's why it's important to mitigate the risk of a wildfire ripping through a community. And that threat has heightened in our drought-stricken region. Last year, a record 1.5 million acres burned in the Sierra Nevada, the mountain range stretching along California and Nevada. The Dixie Fire was the largest in California's history, burning nearly 1 million acres. Smoke blew as far east as Utah and Colorado, causing unhealthy air quality in both states. The Caldor Fire scorched more than 200,000 acres south of Lake Tahoe. Thousands of residents had to evacuate.
It hit really close to home. This was the first time last year that the fire actually crested the Sierras and came down into Lake Valley and basically South Shore.
A summer later, Wilderness Forestry is busier than ever, on track to double its annual revenue and number of contracts.
It's tough for us to keep up with demand, a lot of phone calls. We're probably, you know, 6 months out right now so far as taking on any new business.
They work mainly in the Reno-Lake Tahoe area, but send crews hundreds of miles to Northern California areas like Napa Valley. Jobs range from clearing 1 acre of brush to thinning 100 acres of trees. Foreman Dustin Johnson is using his trimmers on unruly sagebrush, nearly as tall as he is, in Reno's Sierra Canyon community. Johnson sees their crew as the first line of defense to help firefighters.
Giving them a safe area to get in and lay hoses behind houses, clearing on sides of driveways to make sure their trucks are safe, and getting in and giving them a chance to fight the fire safely.
So far, there haven't been any major summer blazes in this area, but two California fires sparked in early July pushed smoke into the Reno Valley.
Luckily, we haven't had a big fire around here lately, but it's not a matter of if, it's when.
Jessica Gardetto is with the National Interagency Fire Center. She says wildfire threats in the West have increased as more people move into what's known as the wildland-urban interface. That's where development and wilderness collide, and where 69% of the buildings destroyed by U.S. wildfires are. One example was in Boulder County, Colorado in December. The Marshall Fire was the state's most destructive, destroying more than 1,000 homes, many in the wildland-urban interface.
And unfortunately, a lot of people are moving to these areas who may not be familiar with wildfire and how quickly fires can move, how damaging they can be if you don't have survivable space around your home.
Gardetto says that's why fire agencies are trying to get the word out about creating defensible space and maintaining it. Some counties regulate homes in fire hazard areas. For example, around Reno, an ordinance requires properties to have 30 to 100 feet of defensible space. But Gardetto says some homeowners don't comply because they think it costs too much or will make their yards look empty and ugly.
And that's really not the case. It's just mostly about spacing out the existing plants that you have and keeping them green.
Sometimes, she adds, that can make all the difference between saving and losing a home or even a community. Stewart wants Nevada to pass legislation that helps fire agencies hire more staff to inspect homes for defensible space. Meanwhile, Wilderness Forestry's workers will keep trimming. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.